The following podcast is for mature audiences only, so hey, look, if you're under 18, just turn it off, okay?
Do you know the secrets of making friends? They are so simple and easy. Well, that looks easy enough, and Joey is going to try it out.
Hi guys, it's Miss Jenga.
It's Freckles.
It's Captain the Bartender Jack.
Yes. And we have a special guest with us today.
Oh my gosh.
It's Miss Cupcake herself, your lady friend.
My lady friend.
We decided that it was not okay to continuously call her your lady friend because that could construe, you know.
I have many lady friends.
You have many lady friends.
You're my friend and you're a lady.
Yes, exactly.
Right, yeah, okay.
So she's Cupcake.
But that's lady friend capitalized.
Cupcake. It might be a little bit of a transition to call you Cupcake, Chris.
Yeah.
Cupcake. It's a little cheesy, but that's all right. So
that's the point. We're filled with cheese.
We have.
What are we drinking today?
Drink.
Captain Jack.
Drink. We are doing a Manhattan. A really just classic Manhattan. You got your rye.
Okay. Rye whiskey. Bullet rye whiskey.
Whiskey.
Normally, I drink bullet bourbon, so this is a new adventure for me.
Let the record show, he has placed the microphone into his crotch, ladies and gentlemen.
Even a little bit more.
A little reminiscent of the Hitachi there.
And some bitters. and some bitters.
Did you already throw the bitters in?
Yes, I did.
What is bitters, Mr. Freckles? What is it made out of?
It's basically alcohol and sticks.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
we're good.
Throw a little of this in here, and that's probably about
that's
right.
That's vermouth. That's right. A sweet vermouth.
We're gonna do
Italian vermouth.
Italian vermouth. I guess it's apparently sweet.
All right.
And then use my hand as a lid.
Shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake. Shake it. He's shaking his booty.
You have to shake your booty.
Shake your booty.
Shake your boozy.
Boozy.
Boozy. And really should do this with a martini glass to really make it classy.
We're not bringing my high-end martini glasses in here. That's not happening.
We're not bringing
we're hazards.
It's
not Mad Men.
Tasty, tasty beverage.
Yes. Now, I'm not sure if I'm going to like this, so I'm going to take the small one. Yeah.
Happy Town.
All right.
Chickity, chickity, chickity. All right. Chug it.
All right, it's an interesting
cupcake.
Color. It's kind of like a color of oak.
Kind of brown water.
Yeah. All right.
Cheers to you.
Cheers.
Sláinte.
Cheers.
All
right.
It's a strong drink.
Rye. Yeah. Whiskey.
Right. Not bad. I might be able to finish it. We'll see.
It's similar to your bourbon on the rocks.
Yeah, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's in the same family, but
yeah,
it's...
It is.
It's there.
Yeah. It's not as sweet. I like the sweetness of bourbon.
All right, so we have a guest, and I know our policy with new guests is you bring out their bag.
Bring out the toy bag.
We reviewed that bag last week.
We did, so I want to ask you, what's the ogre finger in there for? Because it wouldn't turn on, so I couldn't see where it was vibrating. Tell me how you're going to use that.
Apparently.
Does that go in the butt?
No, it does not go in the butt. It is purely clitoral. I mean,
nice.
You could put it wherever you want.
It's pickle big finger.
Known as Pickle.
Yeah. Pickle's been with me for, it'll be a year in February.
Since pre-captain.
Oh, way pre-captain.
Yeah.
And is it a Lilo brand toy?
It's not a Lilo. Okay. It's similar to Lilo.
Okay. Because I've heard those are really good.
Cost-effective.
Okay.
To me. But
it's cost per use, really. It's cost per use.
You can spread it out.
Yeah.
Still the medical grade silicone, and you can charge that thing up just like your cell phone.
Nice.
And that's what I love about it. I kind of just keep it plugged in all the time.
Yeah.
But
for emergencies.
When it was here with you, it had not been plugged in and it
right.
was dead, which we discovered the night before.
Damn it.
And I couldn't use it. It's like,
There was one morning. Can I tell a story? One morning that you used it.
Yes. That,
so we decided to get it on before work.
Yeah.
And I was running late and it was bothering me. It put me down the spiral of death and I couldn't achieve. And so it was, I'm already late. I'm just going to get up and go take a shower.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So get up, go take a shower. 5 minutes later, coming out, I need a towel. Sweetie, can you get me a towel? And what was your response?
I can't come right now.
That was about it. I walked into the bathroom dripping wet, and here she is using pickle.
So close. So close. I'm sorry. I was almost right awesome. There. Yeah.
That's good self-care. That's good self-care.
Exactly. Excellent self-care.
I've always been good at that.
Good.
Yeah. And it's orgasms. Not embarrassing for me either. No. I'm just doing it. Yeah, he's usually really great about morning sex is fun for us. Mm-hmm. We enjoy it a lot.
Nice.
When we have, you know, the time and we're not feeling rushed. Mm-hmm. We like it.
It's fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We kind of had, well, I guess it was more like brunch sex today.
Yeah.
Not quite right out of the morning. We were a little...
I was actually out of the shower and everything. I had my makeup on. Came out to say hi and talk a little. And
whoa. Yeah.
He's still wearing his pajama pants. And
nice.
Some easy access there.
Well done.
One thing led to another.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk today about, because you guys are in a relatively new relationship. And we're in a relatively long-term relationship. Mm-hmm. And you guys got into the lifestyle. He was in the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And doing the exploration thing when you guys met, and you had no idea. Is that correct? Or you kind of knew stuff like this existed?
But... Oh, yeah. I was aware, and I actually knew about the club.
Sure.
And was familiar. I had never been there, but I knew about it. And so we'd known each other for a long time, but weren't really friends. We knew of each other. So I had come out of a relationship and wasn't really interested in dating.
You did not want to date.
It had been 6 months since my relationship had ended. She still didn't want to date. And I was not ready to date. It was hard on me, you know. And he reached out through social media and said, hey, I'm going to be in the area and I would love to take you out. I'm like, oh, I should just go out. I should go out on a date. He seems like a nice guy. I should just go. Do it.
Yeah.
So I strap on the Harley, show up on my bike.
Trying to impress me. Yeah. Nice. I wasn't really impressed. I was like, that wasn't it.
Right? Oh. Sprung.
So what was your first thought? Oh, shit, I hope he has something with a roof.
We met. I had actually been out doing something family related, and I'd been texting him saying, I'm sorry, I'm running late. I was helping my family with something.
That's okay. I can just sit here and rev my Harley.
So we met at a restaurant. At the restaurant. It was summertime.
I had a play party I was at the night before, actually.
Uh-huh.
Which I have had no idea about that. Yeah.
Play party. And that went well into the morning. And so I was actually kind of tired. But
yeah,
first date, game face.
Nice.
That's right. Yeah.
So we clicked. We completely hit it off. And I think, you know, it was just like 3-hour date where we talked. And we talked about a lot of stuff. Personality-wise, got along great. And still through the whole thing, I'm thinking, I'm just not into this. I just can't do this. Mm-hmm. I'm not ready. And
but you're like, oh... You're in a lifestyle.
No, you told me that. Had to say how you
on the first date?
Yeah. End of the first date. Like the last 10 minutes of the date.
He had talked to a bunch of people about it at club, and we're like,
oh, yeah, I remember that.
Rip that Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
Nice. So how did you tell me?
I was like, so I'm part of this club, private club, that is lifestyle friendly, swinger friendly. Yeah. And
it's not too far away from here. I'm like, oh, I've heard of it. Yeah.
And you're like, oh, that's great. You have fun with that.
Yeah. I think I was like, that's good for you.
When the phone doesn't ring, you'll know it's me.
I would never, I don't think I could ever do that, I think is what I said.
Ah. Yeah.
You did.
Nice. He did his research, man. He talked to people. He was
he did. He did a lot of background research to see what.
I stalked you for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, just to figure out what you should do.
Just to figure out what you should do because he really liked you. I thought it was cool. Yeah. And he even talked about, you know, well, what if I like her enough to like not do this anymore?
I remember that. Well, we had a lot. So I guess what happened after that is I kind of wrote it off as great guy. Maybe I'd see him again or we'd run into each other. We could be friends, but not really going to go down that path.
Yeah.
And so, of course, then I was feeling maybe a little insecure, wanted some pats, wanted to feel good. So I IM'd him a little bit that week and was just sending him kind of some provocative Sexy IMs.
Naughty stuff. Okay, this really? Brain was well oh. naughty prior to the club.
Had a okay, brain. So you weren't interested in dating.
But I wanted him to want me.
Clever. Okay.
Naughty.
That's
yeah, it's kind of a
I'm down
thing.
With it. I'm digging it.
So we did that a little bit that week, and I think you were not going to be in the area the following weekend, but we continued to I am.
Yeah,
and I think it was, so I think from the point where we went on our first date, it was a week and a half, and I agreed to come to club with you on a Wednesday night. Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Back up a little bit. The Wednesday after we met, I was going to the club listening to something you recorded.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
This is 4 days after we met.
I think we still have that recording. Yes. I recorded myself getting myself off and coming. Completely genuine. And I have to say that even when I'm masturbating, I tend to talk out loud.
Nice.
Like I actually role play while I'm masturbating. So I'm not just silently.
This was also sent during the time period when you were thinking no more dates?
Yes.
God. Damn.
See why I was a little leery of her when she first came to
college? I know. That's a little manipulative. I get it. I'm going to call you out on it
because I kept, he said she was not into it. She's never going to do this. And I said, she's fucking doing this shit to you? Really? And right. I was like, who is she?
No, I get it.
And yet. And then I, God damn it, I like her. Cupcakes.
So he listened to it.
It could be an expletive too.
Well,
over. Who wouldn't? Over and over and over. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still on my phone.
Can we nice. Can we tag the end of the show with that?
Let's listen to it again. the four of us can listen to it, and then I can make it's been a while since I've heard it. I haven't heard it in months.
Coming up at the end of the
podcast. We should pause right now and do that and come back.
All right.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
Pause.
Hang on a second. We'll be right back.
Oh my God, that was so hot. Really, guys? Fuck. Fucking really?
I always had a little bit of a, okay, a lot of bit of a dirty mind.
I even recorded one and sent back.
You did. He did. Oh. I don't think I have that. Do you have that one?
I don't. Ooh. I don't. No, I don't have
I right. think I got rid of that for your own protection.
We can't have that out in the wild.
Wow.
Damn.
Shit. Okay, yeah. So you were playing some head games.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
very unsure. I mean, I was just
so. Were you titillated by the idea of the club? What was it that kept you from like even acknowledging that you might want to explore it? Was it just
It's just the unknown. Okay. I think fear of unknown, but there's also this, I think, need in all of us to want to be wanted for ourselves.
Oh yeah.
And so that was in my mind where. You know, I'd gone through something where I wasn't wanted. Mm-hmm. And the thought of, gosh, do I want to get in this relationship where, you know, my perception was this guy, you know, maybe wants me some of the time, but not all the time. Mm-hmm. And what does he want to do with me? And
right.
What does that mean for our relationship?
Early on is I don't think I'm going to be good enough or be enough for him.
Yeah.
And look, you're too much.
Within the first week, too much, too much.
Yeah. No, Captain Jack has
that's
talked about
why
your
I need a lifestyle. I need somebody to tag in every once in a while.
Right, I know. That's what I was going to say. It's like you've talked about that. Yeah. That yeah, which is fantastic way to find your badge, girl. Yeah.
Well, and some of it is just he needs.
She got
else
her badge.
Somebody else needs to talk to me because like I am a talker. And that was probably the easiest thing for me. I am I consider myself an extrovert.
Sure.
I usually can go into a social situation, talk to people, whoever they are, find out about them. And so that's what made my first night at the club really easy is everybody's so friendly. Yeah. Everybody's super nice. And
you wore that really nice red dress.
I did with the cutouts.
Everybody was really impressed with that.
I like getting dressed up. Mm-hmm. So that's appealing.
Love the costumes.
I like the costumes. I'm a girly girl. I like to get dressed up. I can do my own wiring. Don't worry, folks. I'm not, totally capable of, constructive things. But everybody's super friendly.
Bringing beauty into the world and whimsy into the world is constructive, my dear.
So first night went really great. We, you know, it was a Wednesday night. I can't remember what was happening that night.
If it was like karaoke.
It wasn't. It wasn't karaoke or stripper night. It was just stripper night? No, was it
cards? A cards?
Cards Against Humanity?
Jenga or Biggest Slut or...
No, we don't do the biggest slut.
It hadn't gone to the... It's possible it could have been a stripper night, but I don't think so. It might have been a trivia night. But it went really well. It could have been a game night. I think it was a game night, actually, because I think that kind of helped me get to know the people around my table.
Right.
So I was nervous about the naked time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And wasn't sure how I'd feel being in front of people.
Not assuming that was going to happen.
Yeah.
You
were being very sensitive.
It was just like baby steps. I don't think we actually went up. We did go upstairs, yes.
We did. I wore my silk kimono.
Nice.
Because that was my comfort level, mm-hmm. walking around, and I wasn't sure how it was going to be. And,
right.
And we did that, and we did go into a private
cubby.
Yes. But I will say at this point, so this was a week and a half into after our first date, we had not had sex yet. And I was not going to have our first time be at club.
Yeah.
So we made out and there was a lot of touching and
a lot of oral.
I really wanted to because mm-hmm. I really like it. But I needed our first time to be just, you know.
And you orally pleased me like. Nobody can.
I love that.
Nobody can make me achieve orgasm through oral. Yeah. She can't.
Yeah.
Nice. Well done. Well done.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
So yeah. Overall, super, super positive first night there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good. So how has it been acclimating to, because you guys were monogamous for a while.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was a couple months before we played with anybody.
Well, I think it was a unicorn we played with first.
Okay. So what happened in those couple months that you guys were monogamous? Why did you do that? What was that choice?
That first couple months was really up and down, back and forth.
First month and a half.
Because, mm-hmm. okay, you're basically taking, you have a couple typically that have been together for a while. Mm-hmm. You think, ooh, what about swinging?
But we have a good mix of club, actually, hun. You represent what you've got going on here represents mm-hmm. a remarkably so, high mm-hmm. number of people.
But when you do that, uh-huh. you're taking this process is what I'm trying to say.
Oh.
Yeah. Couples that go through this, they take about a year to start attending a party or a house party it varies from person to person, but mm-hmm. there's usually about a year until they're fully swapping.
You know, adding to their rules, deciding what the rules are.
Right.
Agreeing. We're taking
communications.
We're taking that year and cramming it into about a month and a half.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the fact that we're starting a new relationship mm-hmm. where we'd both come out of, you know, serious relationships where, you know, Captain had not been in a serious relationship for almost four years.
I went on a date with you thinking, should be fun for a night or two.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I was not looking for anything more than that. Never happened.
Right.
Totally sucked him in with my baked goods.
Right.
Right.
Oh, the baked goods.
See?
Cupcakery.
Oh, the baked goods.
No, we just clicked. We just
you
clicked
can give
from
him
the
a
blow job,
but you better not bake my man anything.
Please don't.
So glad that's not the case anymore.
No, I know. I don't give a shit. Give zero fucks now. Please come over and make us dinner. Yes, thank you.
So the whole first couple of months was pretty emotional.
Yeah, it was. It was emotional.
I'm trying to balance out. I have this wonderful, wonderful life and lifestyle on my own. Mm-hmm. I loved life. I was very content with my life being a single guy. I had a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Had some great friends. And I have complete freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why would I want to fuck that up? Mm-hmm. Okay. And then
blowjobs.
This girl.
Because you're a dude and dudes are dumb.
And then I meet her and everything just kind of clicks and makes sense. And like, oh, I can be around you from day to day to day and not get overly annoyed.
Yeah.
And interesting.
That's cool.
So, yeah. And then we're just trying to get through the whole emotional part of it. And this is my lifestyle. It's not going away.
Right.
I realized that if I was to give it up, whether I felt it or not, she'd feel like I've resented that I did give this up. Yeah.
We talked about that. Yeah. I can remember distinctly that day. We went to the Fremont Solstice Parade.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a, you know, it was an awesome day. We had a fun day. It was sexy and fun. Yeah, we walked, yeah, like 5 miles because we parked at the zoo and walked down to Fremont. And,
oh, my God.
But the parade was awesome and we had great food and we were just people watching. And at one point, I'd been before, he'd never been. And at one point, I pull him out in the street and I say, here, lay down. And all these people are starting to lay down in the middle of the street. And I said, lay down. And coming down the street, and I knew this was coming as this giant ball, this inflatable ball, and it's going to roll over us.
Oh, yeah.
And I turned to him and I said, I take you to the best places, don't I? And he just looked at me like, you are a wacky girl. I don't know what's happening right now.
Crazy.
So we lay down, the ball rolls over us, we have some more fun, we watch more of the parade, and we go
home. And the
home.
Naked bikers.
And that was a party night.
Oh. Yeah,
and
something like that.
We get home, and somehow between leaving there and getting back to my apartment, we start having a discussion, or maybe it's when we got back. I don't even remember the details of the discussion. I just remember how I felt, and it was horrible. It was like we'd gotten to this point where all of a sudden, I don't think I can do this. I love our life outside. I don't think I can go there with you. I don't know what's happening. And
I'm
all
emotional about it too, because I'm like, I really like this girl.
Well, you're both crying.
I can't give up my
lifestyle.
Maybe I should give up my lifestyle. Oh my God, what am I going to do?
And you went. I said, go.
Yeah.
Go to club.
I remember
go
that
tonight.
Night. He was
go.
Fucking torn up.
I said, you just need to go, and I can't go with you, and you just go. And that whole night, I'm at home trying to distract myself, thinking, oh God, who's he having sex with right now? What's he doing? And I don't care. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm just shutting it off. I'm shutting it down. And it was a horrible night. And about midnight or so, I get a call from him. He's like, he's emotional. And he says, I need to be with you. And he drove over to my apartment. Mm-hmm. and got in bed with me. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It didn't feel right.
Getting all reclamped. Yeah. So we figured our shit out.
Yeah.
Went through a couple hoops. And then you're comfortable with being there. And
we did. I thought this is a new adventure. And at one point I thought, oh, I'm just going to put you in a box. I'm just going to say, okay, I'm just going to do this. I'm going to try this. I'm not going to want anything more from you. I'm just going to say, this is an adventure I'm having. I'm not going to fall in love with you. And I'm just going to, consider this, blip in my life, and I'll try it. And then, of course, by then I was kind of already a little bit in love with him, and just kind of grew from there. And we figured it out. We figured out some rules and talked about what worked for me and the pace I wanted to take it at.
Right.
And so
we did.
Nice.
It worked.
Yep.
And here we are spending 5 of 6 New Year's Eve days. would you thought that was going to happen a year ago?
Oh my gosh, no.
So let me ask you this. If something were to happen between you two, would you stay in lifestyle?
That's a question.
We've toyed with this question a
little
bit.
We've talked about that. Like what would happen, because you had asked me that, would I keep going?
I was afraid you were doing this just because I was in it and that you would, if something was happening to us, you would not ever do it again.
Yeah. I think it's a tough question. I've come to rely on, the people I've met, their friends. I think, I don't foresee this happening. If we were to break up or something, it would be very difficult for us to both be there.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, just without, with the philosophy.
The philosophy of it, yeah. I thoroughly enjoy the openness of it. I very much enjoy doing it with him, though, specifically. Sure. It's a, we play together. Mm-hmm. That's one of our roles. And I really enjoy that part of it. Mm-hmm.
You like directing.
I do. We had that. And after we had our moment a couple days ago with a single female. And I was directing. I was kind of running the show. And I asked her, it was her first time with a woman, and mm-hmm. I asked her, what do you like? How do you come? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I was going down on her and fingering her mm-hmm. and getting, you know, a great response for her from her while she was giving
we were kissing Captain and she was
a blowjob.
Yeah, she was giving me head.
And just watching the two of them together and watching how much they were enjoying it. And I've always enjoyed that mm-hmm. part of compersion. Sex. Compersion. Compersion. Yeah. And I actually mentioned that after we were done. I'm like, that's compersion right there.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, and then, you know, after we, you know, we were playing for a little bit and then I, you know, I asked her, you know, how do you come? And she's like, oh, I really like it when I'm on top. And I said, Captain, lay on your back. And I said, get on your back. And positioned him and then positioned her over him. And
I think he even helped with insertion.
I did. I guided him into her. I helped, you know. I was thoroughly enjoying that part of it.
Nice.
And then after she came, I was like, well, I got to make sure my man gets some. Mm-hmm. And so I said, will you lay down on your back? Because I want him to fuck you. And then I was like, no, wait. No, lay on your stomach.
Yeah.
And because that's how he really likes it. And I always know he's going to come straddle that way. Thighs. So I'm like, lay on your stomach and put your legs together. And so he just gets up in there and it was hot. It was. Yes. And, nice. And I will tell you, a year ago, I would never have thought I would have been participating in that.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
There you go.
So, I don't know. That's a really tough question to say, would I be doing this by myself or with somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
Because I so much, you know, having gone into it with him, and I will say I'd had a threesome once before,
mm-hmm.
A couple years ago with a guy I was seeing and another woman that I didn't really know. She lived in a different state and he connected us and we started communicating the two of us and we would send, you know, pictures to each other and mm-hmm. hot texts and had planned on this threesome and, mm-hmm. and we made it happen and, you know, it was great and fun and the two ladies, we thoroughly enjoyed ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But that was kind of it. And I kind of looked at it as, you know, like an experience. Yeah. I just chalked it up to not a lifestyle at that point. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, you know, mm-hmm. anything I repeated. It was more of a check that off.
Right.
One and done.
Yeah. But tried it.
I liked it. And I've always, you know, I've always enjoyed the female body. Mm-hmm. And I can remember being a teenager, maybe even preteen. I've always been a really sexual person.
Mm-hmm.
Finding my dad's Playboys.
Oh, yeah.
And looking through those. I was stealing them, not my brother. I was always the, you know, the girl that was, you know, wanting to check things out. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
I hear that, Mr. Cupcake Senior? Well, you know he listens.
Oh, please don't say that. Come on, I had to help him figure out his phone the other day. He's the guy that's posting on my Facebook the personal private message, and he thinks he's texting me.
Oh,
so
God.
I'm not really thinking he's accessing so the sweet. Podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, see, you're safe.
Although next time I see him, I'll be like, hey, there's this really cool podcast, you know.
Shit.
Thank you, baby. Can't wait for your next family function.
Oh, that will not happen.
Oh, snap. No more family functions. That's it. Done. The family is dead.
Done. No more.
Oh, no. I'm in with the family. Yeah, not, I have
are.
No worries.
You are so perfect. In the family.
No worries.
Perfect.
So, yeah, totally done with manipulating Captain.
Good.
Yeah.
Only within a month of meeting me.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
She's like, well, 2 months? 3?
Oh, God.
What?
It's only been 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
7 or 8.
Oh, it's
so
a
you
lifetime.
Guys have been dating about a month and a half.
When?
When you came to club.
No, it was like when 2 or 3 weeks.
2 weeks.
When I came to club, it had been like a week and a half. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We were just testing.
No, it was
the
a month or two before you guys started playing with people. That's
yes.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Our first experience was with somebody who we're still friends with. It was somebody that I'd gotten a chance to know because that's typically how I operate
right.
is I'm very much into the total package. I'm
right.
into, I need to like their personality. I need to think they're sexy. I want to taste them. It's mm-hmm. just, you know, it's the total.
It is a long process. And
typically.
So before,
Yeah, the other night was not a long process. Picked a girl up at the bar, basically.
We'd probably known her for half an hour, maybe.
Yeah, maybe that was, yeah, that was real quick.
That was before, unusual, but fun. We talked about that afterwards.
Before you, half hour was long for me. I mean, let's be honest. I didn't spend a whole lot of time. I didn't do the get to know you bit.
Right.
But, you know, since we have been doing this, the quality of my experiences and the quality of the partners that we have.
And repeat business
has, you know, exponentially shot up.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's been awesome.
That's cool.
Now it's quantity. No, now it's quality over quantity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, that well, because sense. We always have fun time together, too.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
I guess that's one of those things that removes that need to really get out there and just sow your seeds with whoever. Now that you have somebody that you have that regular need taken
care
of.
Well, and exploring that, too, and kind of pushing boundaries on, mm-hmm. you know, just us time, too, is fun. Mm-hmm. So,
Yeah,
it's hard to balance, too, just with the... I mean, it's time-consuming sometimes, lifestyle, just the parties and connecting. And, like, we don't watch TV anymore. It's something that had to go. Like, we have one or two TV shows that we watch on Hulu or Netflix or whatever when they come out on DVD. But we just don't watch TV anymore. We have no idea what's going on in that medium.
True.
And then trying to find time for, you know, activities, and then you want to see individual couples instead of necessarily at a party, and then trying to find time for each other and time for yourself and the kids and the whole nine yards, you know, it's just, it can be overwhelming. So how do you guys manage all that?
Well, I will tell you my take on it. We're in a different league
entirely. Yeah. You're
I don't know if you could call us typical.
No, but I mean, that's why I'm asking them. Like, how is it? Because, you know, it's my job, and so it's a little bit more consuming.
Yeah, it's a little easier now. We live together.
Cool.
So we see each other every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really nice. Mm-hmm. I definitely feel more connected to him now, because when we weren't living together and he was living a distance away, I sometimes felt out of sight, out of mind. You know, you kind of get into your groove of your week and your process. And if you're not seeing somebody, it's like, are they still out there? And it's just how he is. It's how he thinks, you know. But now, you know, we see each other every day. We have more of that touch base, you know. And we're not all over each other, but we're just more involved in day-to-day life activities and you know, how is your day?
Simple schedules.
Sure.
Really. Yeah, we work really easy together and our schedules work. So I will go back and say one thing that I've mentioned, I think, before to Captain, is that it sometimes feels like, oh gosh, I found this great person that I love, you know, my life with, and I love spending time with him. And that's, you know, a lot of times our goals, you know, our goal for a lot of people is to, you know, find the one, find that person you enjoy spending time with. I said, but being in the lifestyle and, you know, meeting different people and going to club, I said, oh my God, sometimes I feel like I'm dating again. It's like you're vetting these people. It's like constant, you know, but at least we're doing it together. Yeah. So you kind of, but it does feel a little bit like you're always kind of dating, you know, you're out there. Out there.
It's a different scenario too, because it's you know, I think with dating there can sometimes be that air of desperation that we've talked about, like in bars, you know, and because it's, you know, you're already in a couple, you're already in an established relationship, then, you know, and then you were a single male for a while. So how does that differ for you now?
Well, life slowed down a lot actually when I started seeing Cupcake. I know. I laugh when I think about that too. You know, I was kind of on the go. Of course, I lived about an hour away.
Sure.
And where I was working at the time, and I was doing a lot of driving, and so seemed pretty. I always had something going on, and things kind of centered and slowed down when we really started seriously dating.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always lived a simple life. I've always kept things simple.
Mm-hmm.
It works well for my brain. I can't handle a whole lot of complications.
Mm.
I don't like life that way. So, you know, no pets. That's a complication. I have nothing. One child, kill. You know.
No pets, no plants.
I forgot we no did plants. Go to Vegas. I invited him to go to Vegas with me after we've been dating 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And we went to Vegas.
Wow.
And we had a great time together there. That was a really fun getaway.
Stayed
time.
In Rio, which was it was more of a that was like a family.
I'd rather
place.
Stay on the Strip. I've been to Vegas a next lot. Time. That was not my choice in a hotel. It was the people we were there with.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, it was a fun...
Never been.
Fun weekend. Yeah, we went and saw Zumanity, which was a great show.
Highly.
It's
naughty.
We liked it.
Kind of the lifestyle version of
It's like, shows. I love any Cirque show, but it was beautiful and sexy and a fun night, so.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I had a thought, and there it goes. Don't know where I went.
Manhattan's, yay!
Oh, you know what we didn't talk about? The fact that I did not bring a play bag today to look in.
We briefly
mentioned
that.
True, but since it's the beginning of the year,
your bag is my bag.
I brought a custom Serafina Fiero, which is one of our favorite burlesque dancers, calendar for you guys to look at.
Yours, didn't she?
Yeah. Mr. Freckles got it for Christmas.
Yes,
so I thought
did.
I'd, you know, let you look at those photos and explore. So, yeah. Something to look at anyway. You can describe what they are.
Oh, you're having me do homework
now. Yeah, why not?
I got to work.
She's an amazing burlesque dancer that she comes is. To perform at club, and she's an instructor and does, you know, all kinds of sparkly,
she's all tied
cool
up.
Stuff. Yeah.
All around her boobs, and her hands are tied around her back.
So are these calendars actually available to the public?
Nope.
So you hear that, folks?
Neater, neater.
It's too bad we don't have another one that we could, you know.
This is nice.
Off,
she's got
right?
this. She's got this like dinner dress on,
little green,
really classy,
nice.
Very conservative. But she's got her leg up, showing her thigh high and garter that she's binding. Oh, that's nice.
Which I will tell you is a favorite of Captain Jack's.
Oh, I love
them. Loves them.
The thigh high.
Yes.
Oh, look at that! Happy birthday, Serafina.
Oh yeah, that's my.
She's a nice girl.
Personal message to me on my birthday.
A lot of shots from behind.
Yeah.
That's very nice. June. There's July. I've seen that one where she's in the water.
That was shot right out
I've
here, right
that.
Outside
yeah,
our
in
recording
your pond,
studio.
Yeah.
In your pond.
In our pond, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I thought about taking some pictures for Captain.
That one shows
some pretty pictures. I just haven't quite got there yet.
Yeah, shows
like I have to work up to it.
Well, you know, we know a number of photographers, and all of them are really good, and all of them are really good at making people be comfortable, feel comfortable.
So I do like thigh highs and garters, but I don't like the high-waisted set. That's very old-fashioned
he
looking.
He doesn't like vintage. He doesn't like
vintage
Betty
really?
Page
vintage
or the pet, which I adore.
Right.
I love
the Betty Page look. Mm-hmm.
Really?
No.
I don't get it. Huh. I don't get it.
Not a fan.
Is it granny panties?
How did
thing?
You survive growing up in
no,
the 70s without getting something a little
sorry.
Mini wood?
Didn't
for
happen. But I like
thigh
highs and garters, and for a while there, that was a very old-fashioned look. But
true.
Yeah. Now it's starting to come back.
It's back.
I know.
Like booty.
So he's
it's
just going to, yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He'll just have to get a little
she's
bit
buck.
Of
it. Look at that.
Yep. And there's the naked Colorado shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Or naked Utah. Naked Colorado.
And she's on her back and classy little pose. That was December. Okay. That's a very... Wow. You can't buy that, huh?
Nope. Custom made.
Nice.
We told them they needed to publish them this year.
That
like,
would
oh,
be,
we don't have enough time to market them. Blah,
totally
blah.
Publish that.
That's what... This thing sells itself.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I love pictures like that. I will say that sometimes... So Captain and I will look at the events that are happening at club.
Yeah.
And we'll look at, who's going?
Yeah,
let's open their profile.
One of my favorite pre-funking activities.
Picture. Look at this one.
Look
at
through
this
the,
one.
Look through the list
who's
of
going?
People.
Who's
yeah.
Going?
Yeah.
It's going to be there. Now, it doesn't show everybody because not everybody has a profile. But
right.
Yeah.
Right. Not everybody reserves online.
Sometimes we see new people.
And there's profiles on there that don't have a picture of the people. It's something. And the name is
just a graphic.
Obscure. And I see that they're there every single party. I still don't know who they are.
Right. Oh
there's
yeah,
several of those. I have no
and
idea.
Then, and then there's the screen names that are like classy couple for you,
mm-hmm.
and
classy couple before you, classy before couple for you be?
I would say when we created a profile together because Captain absorbed me into his membership when we became a couple. Aww. And
that's big romance in the swinger community.
So he had one, and then I was like,
oh, they've got a joint account? What? God,
that's huge.
I was big, I actually remember
the
people
hell's
calling,
happening here?
You're on the same account?
Well, when we first went in there, when I added you, and we were at the front desk, the front desk lady, girl, I'm going to add her to my account. She's like, what?
Wait, what?
Really? Huh?
Yeah.
No way.
That was a big deal.
Her jaw dropped.
I know.
Yeah.
Captain he's, Jack attached?
I joke all the time. Right? He's a slut.
In the best way.
I mean it. I say that with affection.
An ethical slut.
I say that with affection.
Yes.
So, when we first got the account together and we added all my, stats out there and I think I added, to his existing name, and I think I put some bunny as my name. I was like, oh, I'll just put this. It'll be cute. And now,
'cause you like bunnies.
Yeah, I do like bunnies. And after a couple weeks, maybe a month, I was like, I'm just going to put my name on there. It makes it so much easier. People don't have to guess what.
People
what's
appreciate
your girlfriend's
actually.
Name?
We had some people last night.
Yeah, they did. They called it out. They were like, hey, we're really glad we know who you are because, we don't have to guess or figure. It gets hard. It's not like we walk around with name tags on. Mm-hmm. So,
no, we don't.
No.
It's because we've been through orientation.
Yes.
Well, and some people don't want to use their legal names.
Yeah, I get true. It. Yeah. Totally understand it. That's where I was at. And
whatever you're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was sure. It was quite a journey for you, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I will say I love what actually got me. It wasn't just the lifestyle. It wasn't just Captain Jack. It was the costumes. It was the fact that I got to wear costumes.
You're welcome. A costume freak.
Thank you for that. You're welcome. Really, you know what? And I say that jokingly, but really it actually kind of helps you get into a different persona. It helps you separate real life from, now I'm in more of a playtime. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like putting on my play clothes. You come home from school, you take off your school clothes. Now you get to put on your play clothes. You could do whatever you want in them.
There was a Saturday at about, we weren't planning on going to the club that night. At about 1 o'clock, we decide we're going to do this.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
let's go.
Anything but clothes.
Anything but clothes. Outfit was rocking. Then you had a brainstorm idea.
I said, baby, stop at the post office. I have an idea. And it was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And he's like, okay. So I go in and I get a stack of Tyvek envelopes. And I stop at the store and I get some white duct tape.
Oh, yes.
And I have a lot of craft supplies at home. And so we go home, and we had a couple hours till the party started, and he's watching TV or something.
2 hours, really?
Yeah, you about 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm down on the floor, separating out these envelopes, piecing them together, making giant fabric out of them. I get my rivets out and flipping it over, and I made a cocktail dress.
Mm-hmm.
And then super I belted
cute.
It.
It was super cute.
I don't think my neighbors, they wouldn't have known.
No, when you walked in the door, it wasn't until you were like 5 feet in front of me that I realized that it was not an actual
dress.
Read the
fine print.
Exactly.
U.S. mail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was fun. I felt so good. And I will tell you, I know I'm kind of a slut for compliments. And so I love it when I can do something that people are like, oh, that's so cute, or that's so good, or can you make me one of those?
Yeah.
Does it for me, so
that's fine.
It helps ease me into it,
and that's the thing about the club too, is the compliments flow. It's just a really neat environment to be in.
Yeah, I will say after you guys had your podcast, a couple podcasts ago, the conversion podcast, I was talking to Captain, and I said, it's not just for your significant other that you can feel that for. I said I can feel that for my friends.
Yeah.
You see your friend being
partner.
Pleasured, and you don't even have to be doing it. You don't even have to be part of it, but we can be upstairs or downstairs.
Right.
And you see somebody that's being, that's so turned on somebody's getting off and you're like, oh my gosh, look at that. And it's not just a voyeur thing. It's like, look at her, or look at him,
Yes.
Oh my gosh, she's going to come. And I think that's conversion.
Absolutely.
I get off on that too. And I wouldn't have had that before. I would have. It would have been a voyeur thing. It would have been a I'm watching porn, you know. But right. it's not a I know this person and I'm happy for them.
From high school watching her get off.
No, I couldn't weird. Have. I couldn't have. Yeah, imagined that. Mm-hmm. So
what about us? We are in a different category, kind of a different animal, as mm-hmm. Captain Jack was saying, because of the complication of me working for the club,
right?
And having to, you know, I don't get to socialize the way that other people do, because I'm socializing with everybody and answering questions and making sure people feel comfortable and facilitating games and interactions and blah blah blah. Blah.
Yeah,
I get it. Just from bartending for four
yeah.
hours.
Yeah,
it's hard to get back into it. It's hard to turn that on.
It really,
I very
you
much
feel
get
like
in
you've
work
missed
mode.
Something. Mm-hmm. Kind of like, it's like, where'd the party go?
It's yeah. yeah. It's like, oh, how do I start now that I'm not, I don't have to be completely on? Mm-hmm. How do yeah. I turn it on?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I have kind of, you know, I've bartended and done dish pit and a couple other jobs, volunteering. But a lot of the time when I'm at club, it's just a matter of like, I'm having to socialize mm-hmm. because I got to find somebody to talk to. otherwise I'm just sitting there being that creepy guy in the creepy guy by the fireplace snoring or something.
You're camped out at our bar for a little while there on New Year's.
I was for a few minutes. Yeah, yeah. Just talking cuz
yeah. It was while everybody's eating dinner, we were slow.
I was
yeah.
kind of wishing you guys would have sandwiched me. I was a little cold.
So I'm sorry. Just speak
I warmed
up.
Up.
Just speak up. It's all good. Yeah.
You feel like pastrami?
Yeah. I feel like PB.
We'll be awry.
Yeah, so, you know, and socializing for me is not the easiest thing.
Right.
Not particularly good at it.
Well, and it's
just weird.
It kind of, because we're not hanging out all the time.
Yeah.
It kind of categorizes you in people's minds, new people at the club anyway, or people that don't necessarily know us very well.
Yeah.
That you might be single, and there's not a lot of couples that look for single males necessarily to play with. They're looking for couples to pair up with, or
Ms. Rabbit.
Yeah.
When we first started hooking up, she actually thought that you were married to a different person.
To my play partner.
To your play partner.
Yeah.
Panda.
Yep.
Which was
that's
the
funny.
Problem.
I heard that before.
The issue though was trying to figure out how our son.
Who's six foot tall.
Would it come out of, yeah.
Had managed to
Stranger
spring forth from
happened.
That particular union. That's true. And it was just funny. Like, I laughed. I laughed a long time on that one.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. It was funny for everybody involved.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad, because, you know, humor's important.
Yes.
But yeah, so I've leveled up a lot in my socializing. And also yeah. still not. There's still some situations that make me jumpy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you find you have core people that, you know, I mean, friends you look forward to seeing?
Definitely have a core group of people. I definitely have friends that I look forward to seeing. Inserting myself into conversations that are going on in certain, you know, parts of the club is difficult for me. Mm-hmm. Then I watch somebody else do it and I'm like, how the fuck do they do that?
Right.
You know. So then I watch them and then I'm that creepy guy watching that one person do that
no,
thing.
No. For the first few times I was there, you were that smart guy.
Oh, there's that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your first night must have been trivia then.
Yeah.
You were a trivia bomb. Vast bucket full of trivia knowledge.
I got a lot of useless crap shoved up in my brain.
Sometimes it's fun to just pluck those things out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, so we don't necessarily have a chance to get to know couples either. It's more difficult for us to do that because it's we wind up, you know, socializing more with the volunteers because they're kind of in the same position mm-hmm. that the employees are as far as, you know, timing and that sort of thing. So, which is cool. We've got great volunteers and I love them, but it's we don't get to meet a whole lot of people that aren't in the volunteer program.
Yeah.
Because usually they, you know, are socializing during the cocktail hour and then hook up with another couple to have dinner at the dinner table. And they mm-hmm. may go upstairs or they may not, but they're interacting, you know. And you don't want to disturb that delicate balance that happens sometimes. The people discovering chemistry with each other, so.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes we meet people in different contexts as well. Because she'll meet them in context of working.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll meet them in context of socializing, mm-hmm. and we'll have differing opinions about, mm-hmm. like, well, this, you know, this could be fun. No, no, that person.
This is what I saw.
That person's a trouble wagon.
Yeah. I'm so glad you guys are that way too.
Yeah, we've run into that.
It reassures me.
Yeah. Well, New Year's, yeah. there was that one couple that I was. She flat out gave me a huge kiss, and he ended up, I think, inappropriately touching you, just the grope, but it was not like that big of a deal, but it was like total
turn off. It wasn't a big deal. I didn't feel violated or anything. I was no. just like, eh,
but it was one of those
shouldn't
things
have touched
that
my boob while he was telling interested. Me I had great boobs.
Mm-hmm. Not interested. Yeah, bro tip. Don't do that unless you have clearance.
Or you've had previous, you know, interaction.
Previous interactions.
Yeah. Sure.
Brand new
carte
couple.
Blanche.
Yeah.
And I was all gung-ho and nope, not going to happen. Okay, I get all it.
Right. Yeah.
I get it.
Oh, the bullet rule was yes. enacted.
I get it.
Gotcha.
But we did make some other really nice connections.
Oh, yes, happen. Definitely. Yes.
Good.
Nice.
So. That's awesome. Yeah, so we still have stuff come up. I mean, we still are working through different things, in different scenarios and situations. Yeah. So, yeah.
20 years is a long time.
It is. Yeah, we've got some extra tasty baggage
from
pissing each other off for 20 years.
God, can't you wait until we've pissed each other off for 20
years? No, I can't. Cupcake.
God.
Well, I would just, you know, I'll say to you guys that it's inspiring to me as somebody that's a complete newbie. And as I, you know, work my way through this process and that, that it isn't perfect for anybody, you know, that things come up and you don't just hit a point where all of a sudden you're on a rail and you just got it down, you know,
right, yeah.
there's always new things and
it's a process, girl.
And, so it reassures me that, oh, I don't always have to get it right, you know,
yeah.
and things come up and we talk about it. I think that's the biggest thing for us.
Yeah.
We've from the very beginning, even though we haven't been together long, we talk and we communicate. Even just this morning, you know, I said, hey, let's talk about last night. This is the vibe I was getting. And he's like, yeah, well, I thought, yeah, I felt the same way. I thought we both just felt that way. I'm like, yeah, I know. I just want to talk about it a little bit.
Nice.
So that you know I'm not just pushing it under the rug
right.
I recognize it. And
good.
You know, so it was good. Yeah. I want to have that out in the open. So.
Yeah, for sure.
We do a decent job.
Yeah. So thank you.
Yeah.
For, you know, providing us with some insight. And I'll just say that, you know, every week I'm a huge fan of the podcast. I typically listen to it on Monday mornings while I'm in my office checking email. I try not to snort out loud, but yes, I am a bit of a snorter when I laugh hard.
Nice.
So, you
know. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anything else?
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do we find us?
At theoface podcast.com, or you can contact us through Gmail if you have any questions, concerns, comments, topics you'd like to hear. Email us
specific questions you want to ask.
Yeah,
right.
I would like to build up a nice little.
You know,
we actually
haven't plugged this in a while. If you send questions in for Norbert,
mm-hmm.
who founded the club, he will answer them. And so
once we get a collection of about. You know, a couple for him to answer.
We need some yeah. questions, guys. Yeah. So, you know, we can't do all the heavy lifting. So theofacepodcast@gmail.com. Send those questions. Send questions for us. Send notes about how much you love the podcast. Send notes about how much you hate the podcast. But if you could, send those via PayPal.
Right.
And iTunes.
iTunes.
Subscribe.
Yeah. Subscribe. Rate us. Give us stars. We'll give you kisses.
We'll give you kisses.
Yeah.
All right. I'm Miss Jenga.
I'm Freckles.
I'm Captain Jack.
And
thanks for having Cupcake.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we love having
we
cupcakes.
Appreciate having you here.
Super
darling.
Yummy cupcake.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Well, that looked easy enough. And Joey is going to try it out.
So, cupcake
it is.
Cupcake. Yeah, you're good with cupcake?
Cupcake.
I'm good
okay
with cupcake.
Oh, yeah.
Cupcake.
Is there
a cupcake? It's a little cheesy, but hey, cupcake.
Well, so it's for two reasons. The first one is because of the pajamas. And the second one is because she told me that that's what she calls her love handles. Mm-hmm.
Tops. I just got a little cupcake.
Little cupcakes. And I liked it so much. I'm like, yeah, she's cupcake from here on out.
Nice.